news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, partly cloudy out there and rain in the mix. More details coming up with Dr. Bill. 77 now as we get started. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Light traffic across the Bayway and the Causeway. If you're coming in from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Ford. From Tillman's Corner and Theodore, light traffic so far on the way in this morning. The City of Mobile Special Events Department once again brings you Kids Day in Bienville this Thursday and every Thursday from 10 to 1. During the month of June, there'll be face painting, balloon clowns, Uncle Joe's Rolling Zoo. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service. Proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5. Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
All right, 609 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Glad to have you here. And quick heads up, too. We're going to try to check in with Katarina Lukatic from News 5 from near Robertsdale on the scene of where there was a deadly wreck yesterday evening. One person dead, six injured in a fatal crash off Highway 90 and County Road 85 in Robertsdale. We'll try to get you more on that in just a little bit. Also, I want to, on the lighter side of things, I want to throw this into the mix before we get into all the heavy news of the day. Dalton?
Yes.
Okay, so you had the reaction when first, I think it was actually Westwood One News on Monday, maybe during the morning show, that said Holzhauer lost on Jeopardy.
Yes.
Right? The spoiler alert,
it
they
was
said.
Very early.
Well before Monday. The episode would air Monday evening, mm-hmm. right? Well, now they're getting serious about this at Jeopardy.
Okay.
You know, we think about what President Trump has dealt with the leakers in the White House. How are they going to deal with it at Jeopardy? Well, here we go. Jeopardy producers are threatening action against whoever leaked the footage of James Holzhauer losing before it aired.
Oh, no.
They claim they know who it is, but they're not naming names just yet. By the way, they say in the side note here, one of the news reports said, funny thing is, probably helped boost the show's ratings. Jeopardy was already beating out pretty much everything in prime time, with viewership averaging more than 13 million people per episode. But preliminary information suggests Monday's episode was the highest rated of James's run, mm-hmm. probably because everybody knew he was losing and had to tune in to see how it was going down. On a related note, uprocks.com. Collected a bunch of people's silly conspiracy theories about James's loss, including the idea that he threw the game because his daughter wanted him to come home. Now, you mentioned this yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's talking about his daughter was ready for him to come home, young daughter.
Yeah.
And then you said on Twitter, somebody said, oh, yeah, the kids, Karen Dumas on Twitter said, I think at James Holzhauer lost on Jeopardy on purpose today. His daughter wanted him to come back home. And thank you. And a thank you card that she made. Alex Trebek sends us the biggest lesson of all. Money isn't everything. And then Holzhauer responded.
Yeah. Holzhauer responded with, yeah, why do something where you can make $150,000 an hour when you can just go home and have a child throw toys at your crotch? Something along those lines.
Exactly what you said.
Total sarcasm. And Holzhauer is a great follow on Twitter because, you know, he's already captured America's heart. But
right.
The day before that, people were worried about his daughter. They said, she must be so sad. And he said, yeah, well, I told her we would have a party the day after I lose. So then she started rooting for me to lose. But then when these insane conspiracy theories come out, like he's losing on purpose,
right.
He said, yeah, I want to go home and have toys thrown at me. That's what I want.
Right. Because the kids wouldn't down the road say, no, I think it was a better idea for dad to make millions of dollars so we could have a better life.
Yeah, and then regarding all of the other conspiracy theories, like I've seen people say that Jeopardy leaked that he lost
right.
to bring more people into watching.
They're showing that this may be the highest rated.
Yeah, so did Jeopardy plan that?
Well, Jeopardy says they know, okay, the Jeopardy folks yesterday say, the producers say they know who it is and they're going to take action but aren't naming names until they're for sure.
What
but
is
they're
a gonna, lawsuit?
But I don't know. Is it going to be a lawsuit here on this, or is it actually the folks of Jeopardy?
And
what is the producers of Jeopardy?
That's right. And Holzhauer, another great tweet. He said, you know, jet fuel can't melt buzzers as far as the conspiracy theories go.
Oh, Jeopardy truthers out there. 613 FM Talk 106.5. We're coming right back. We'll check in with News 5 next.
Have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Traffic is moving again and power restored after a deadly crash in Robertsdale last night. One person was killed, six others injured in the crash on Highway 90. That crash happened around 7:30 last night just east of the Beach Express. A trial date is set for a former daycare worker charged in the death of a child who died in a hot daycare van. Valerie Patterson's trial is set to begin November 4th. In August 2017, police say 5-year-old Camden Johnson fell asleep inside a daycare van and was never dropped off at his elementary school. After finding the child dead in the van, authorities believe Patterson dumped his body off to Metropolis Road. 3,000 Mississippi third graders passed a state-mandated reading test on the second try last month. That's after nearly 9,000 students failed the first test. A new state law requires Mississippi students to read at or above a third grade reading level before moving on to fourth grade. For News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
We all know someone who believes their plants are more than just plants. They feed, water them, they talk to them, even name them.
Perk up, Fred.
Old Time Feed knows some people get a certain something from helping their plants and gardens grow. So when that pep talk just isn't enough, go see Cecil and the folks at Old Time Feed, experts on keeping plants and lawns thriving. Old Time Feed's been in the nursery, feed and seed business since man landed on the moon. If you love your plants and lawn, you'll love Old Time Feed in Fairhope.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5. The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt.
Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The UCLA Bruins won the 2019 Women's College World Series last night with a 5-4 walk-off win over Oklahoma. UCLA's Kinsley Washington hit an RBI single in the bottom of the seventh inning. They gave the Bruins the 5-4 win, and they won the series 2-0. Rachel Garcia was named the most outstanding player of the World Series. She threw 179 pitches and hit a walk-off home run in the semifinal win over Washington on Sunday. And then she got the victory in Game 1 against Oklahoma on Monday. Guess what? Back on the mound last night, she gave up 4 runs and 8 hits, but earned the win in the series clincher. It's the Bruins' 13th national title, their 12th NCAA title, and their first championship since 2010. In the major leagues, former National League MVP Andrew McCutchen will miss the rest of the 2019 season with a torn ACL in his right knee. The Philadelphia Phillies outfielder suffered the injury on Monday night when he fell awkwardly trying to escape a rundown against the San Diego Padres. McCutchen's a 5-time All-Star. He won the NL MVP back in 2013 with the Pirates and just signed a 3-year, $50 million contract with the Phillies this offseason. Last night, without McCutchen, the Phillies beat San Diego 9-6. Jay Bruce hit a grand slam and a 2-run homer in the win. The Atlanta Braves rallied from a 5-2 deficit to Pittsburgh and beat the Pirates 12-5. Braves rookie Austin Riley and third baseman Josh Donaldson hit 3-run home runs in consecutive innings to lead Atlanta to the road win. And Freddie Freeman added a 2-run homer, his 15th of the season, in a 3-run ninth inning that sealed the Braves' third win in a row. The Chicago Cubs beat Colorado 6-3, ending the Rockies' 8-game win streak. Washington Nationals pitcher Steven Strasburg earned his 100th career win in a 9-5 victory over the Chicago White Sox. San Francisco beat the New York Mets 9-3. Miami scored 11 runs in the fifth inning and crushed Milwaukee 16-0. Cincinnati beat St. Louis 4-1, and the L.A. Dodgers shut out Arizona 9-0. In the American League, Toronto snapped a 6-game losing streak with a 4-3 win over the Yankees. Cleveland beat Minnesota 5-2. Miguel Cabrera hit a grand slam, and Detroit beat Tampa Bay 9-6. Boston defeated Kansas City 8-3. Baltimore outlasted Texas 12-11. Houston beat Seattle 11-5 for their fifth win in a row, and Oakland beat the LA Angels 4-2. In minor league ball, Chattanooga beat the Mobile Bay Bears 5-4, handing the Bay Bears their sixth loss in a row. Mobile will try to snap the losing streak tonight as they continue the road series in Tennessee. First pitch against Chattanooga is set for 6:15. And in NBA news, the New Orleans Pelicans have reportedly started listening to trade offers for superstar forward Anthony Davis ahead of the 2019 NBA draft. Yesterday, The Athletic reported that new Pelicans executive vice president David Griffin began negotiations after he met with Davis, who originally requested a trade in January. The Athletic reported that rival executives believe the Boston Celtics, Brooklyn Nets, LA Lakers, and New York Knicks have the best pieces to create a trade package. Davis is a 3-time first-team All-NBA selection. He spent his entire career with New Orleans. The Pelicans are expected to draft Duke's Zion Williamson with the first overall selection in the NBA draft on June 20th. It's 6:20 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Yeah, I'd like to point out from the text line a couple of different conspiracies about Jeopardy coming in, but Beth, there's no way you're correct, Beth. You are not right. She said, I have a conspiracy theory.
What's that?
Sean bribed Holzhauer to throw the game with 2 free tickets to Beer Fest so he could finally play Weird Al's I Lost on Jeopardy. there's no truth in that. We'll be right back.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. Pro Tent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tent fails, call Pro Tent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, Pro Tent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
334.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning, everyone. With the Benson Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, been a perfect start to the morning so far. Accident-free conditions continue from Airport, Schillinger, Moffitt, and Spring Hill and Dolphin at 65. We've got light traffic there and across the Bayway coming into the Eastern Shore. Out of Sight Outfitters at 3501 Gulf Shores Parkway having their grand opening this Saturday. Experience the premier showcase of sporting goods, concealed carry apparel, purses, accessories, and all things needed to carry in comfort and style. Call 382-8360. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Fine Bob, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Surely you're not advocating that women become head football and basketball coaches of a men's sport. Surely you're not doing that.
GM.
No, Anna, answer the damn question. I'm not playing around here.
Are you going to let me answer?
Yeah, don't give me the GM clap.
Okay.
Just come on and answer the question.
That's right. Fight amongst yourselves.
I love it!
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
623 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. And we'll check in with Dr. Bill, get a full forecast in about 10 minutes. I can tell you this, a little more rain in the mix from here on out, and the clouds have built up this morning as well. And so maybe a little cool down, some rain for the yard. Those are good things. We'll talk about that coming up with Dr. Bill at around 635. All right, let's check in with award-winning journalist and brand new, I mean, many awards in the past, but recently, once again, just went stacking. How, Katarina Lukatich from News 5 joins us. Do you have, like, extra mantle space for the awards, or how do you do it?
Oh, my goodness. Stop it.
How do you do this? This is awesome. Congratulations again. Awesome.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And doing the job that gets her those awards. Now on location this morning near Robertsdale, where I hear the report of a deadly wreck there last night. What happened?
Yeah, well, it was a pretty serious accident. One person is dead, six others injured, including a pregnant woman. Now, as for what caused this crash, police have not said yet. We're waiting to hear from Robertsdale Police this morning. But we do know that two cars collided on Highway 90 just east of the Beach Express. It happened about 7:30 last night. After they collided, one of the cars went into a utility pole, knocking off power to the area. That woman, she was the pregnant woman. She was by herself in a Toyota Highlander. She was taken to the hospital. We're told her injury is not extremely serious, but she went to the hospital because she is pregnant and she was near her due date there. But in the Jeep, that's where the really serious injuries were. It was a Jeep Wrangler. We're told six people were inside. One person was killed in the Jeep. Three others had to be airlifted to hospitals in either Pensacola or here in Mobile.
And so one thing's got my attention, six people in a Jeep Wrangler. And I may be mistaken. I have not been in a Wrangler in a long time, but I don't know that there are six seatbelts in a Jeep Wrangler.
That's what we were actually, I was talking with my photographer, Jason, this morning about it, is that we don't think that there are six seats in a Jeep Wrangler. So you would assume that at least one person is unbelted in there.
Any details that you say the six people in the Jeep Wrangler, and I don't know, I guess my mind goes to this because of the number of people in the vehicle. Were they younger people, older people? I mean, my mind wants to you know, starts thinking of there's got to be younger people.
Yeah, we've heard that they were younger people in the car, but police haven't confirmed anything about anyone in that car other than the pregnant woman in the Toyota. So we're not sure in the Jeep how young they were, how old they were, or, you know, what may have led up to that crash. So Robertsdale Police did tell us last night that they are expected to release some more information this morning, so we're just kind of on the lookout for that.
All right, I saw a tweet last night from Robertsdale Police Department about power out. Is power been restored, or is it still out there?
Nope, power has been restored, so power's all back in that area. It was out for a few hours as they tried to finish clearing up that wreck, but everything is good. Traffic is moving fine this morning.
All right, thank you for the update. We'll check back soon.
All right, thanks, Sean.
There she is, award-winning journalist Katarina Lukatich from News 5. All right, 626. Yeah, I just saw the six people in a Jeep Wrangler. Somebody on the text line can probably tell me, because as an audience, we know everything, which mm-hmm. is pretty cool. I just don't know. It's been so long since I've been in one, which is bad because it's my midlife crisis mobile. I want to get one. I want a Jeep badly.
You're not alone.
You know, mine's not a sports car. A lot of people be a sports car. For me, it's a Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
Full lift, big mutters, everything.
Yeah, I know my dad, you know, his midlife, and I wouldn't even say it was a midlife crisis. He's had cool cars his whole life, but he had a Mustang and then some knee issues. You know, you get up there in age. Hope he's not listening. You get up there in age and he's like, yeah, it's time to switch it over. So he's in a Jeep now.
You know, side note for a second, I deal with this with my parents. Cars, and this is for me at 46, I think it's harder if you have knee issues or whatever, getting older, to get in and out of a car than it is like an SUV. I'm not talking mm-hmm. about a truck on a big lift. That's different. I'm talking about just one of those mid-sized SUVs or a regular pickup truck, factory height and all that stuff. It seems like it's easier to get in and out of that than it would be out of a low-slung car.
Oh, I think so.
So why, and then people end up getting car when they probably should get an SUV.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
628, we'll check in with Dr. Bill coming up right after News 5.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating how a Cessna single-engine plane ended up in a ditch in Baldwin County. The unidentified pilot was initially nowhere to be found. He did return to the crash site after getting medical attention for minor injuries. The plane is registered to a company in Crestview, Florida. A trial date is set for a former daycare worker, Valerie Patterson. She is charged with abuse of a corpse and manslaughter after a 5-year-old child in her care died in a hot daycare van. Patterson's trial is set for November 4th. She is currently out of jail on bond. A woman in Dufuniak Springs, Florida is charged with leaving a child in a hot car Sunday night. Katarina Felipe is charged with child neglect. Her 5-year-old was discovered in a car in a parking lot. Authorities say the car was not running and the windows were rolled up. The Satsuma Fire Department is working to find out what started a fire near Satsuma High School yesterday. 3 sheds, a fifth-wheel camper, all burning behind a home on Highway 43. I'm Jessica Taloney, News 5.
Hi, this is Dr. Lou Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign. We have one question. Who will profit from the Mobile River Bridge project? Our traffic analysis show that 80,000 vehicles per day at $6 per vehicle for 55 years equals $9.6 billion. Why is ALDOT asking us to pay $9.6 billion for a bridge that costs $2 billion? If the state provides the same $400 million that they gave to the I-59, I-20 project in Birmingham, the total cost would be $4.2 billion, not $9.6 billion. Why are we being charged 4 times the amount of the cost for the Mobile River Bridge project? Why is Senator Shelby not looking for federal funding? Who stands to profit from this outrageous proposal? Hedge funds from New York and Connecticut and political insiders. Call Governor Ivey at 334-242-7100 and Senator Shelby's mobile office at 251-694-4164 and ask for answers.
Lordy, Lordy, look who's 40!
Franklin Starter and Alternator is having a birthday. Conveniently located at exit 13 off I-10. Your starter, alternator, radiator, or DC motor can be dropped off for quick and competent service. Commercial accounts can expect a prompt pickup and timely return of your repaired or replaced motor. Service on the weekends is also available if you call Franklin Starter and Alternator at 251-653-0067.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are
thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business in this exciting economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
Under sunny skies at England's southern coast at Portsmouth, a service of commemoration begins events marking the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion of Nazi-occupied Europe by Allied forces. Queen Elizabeth, President Trump, and other leaders of the Allied powers are seaside, with President Trump reciting a 1944 prayer for the troops broadcast by President Franklin Roosevelt.
Some will never return. Embrace these, Father, and receive them, the heroic servants, into thy kingdom.
Republican senators are warning the White House they are ready to oppose President Trump on his plans to impose 5% tariffs on all goods imported from Mexico. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell saying, quote, there is not much support in my conference for tariffs. Heavy rain over parts of the southern plains and the lower Mississippi Valley may make flooding worse there. Stock futures are pointing to a possible continuation today of yesterday's rally on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The House's overwhelming bipartisan vote for the most significant retirement policy changes since 2006 doesn't look like enough to propel the legislation quickly through the Senate, where Republicans are now seeking changes. Among the items causing concern are the House's resistance to letting people pay for homeschooling expenses with money in 529 tax-advantaged education savings accounts. Senators are also looking at a House-passed provision that relaxes pension funding rules for some community newspapers and considering whether they want to make even larger retirement policy changes than the House. A Morgan Stanley analysis finds that Uber Freight is sharing nearly all the revenue from its digital freight matching platform with its carriers, and it could be years before Uber's logistics division generates meaningful profits. Uber's freight brokerage business uses technology to connect truckers with shippers looking to move cargo. It's one of several digital marketplaces that aim to make the process of booking freight more efficient. And that's Your Money Now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, I see them out there. I've spotted actual clouds, and I feel the humidity, so things are changing.
And you'll be feeling the rain, because we've got a lot of it now over the western Gulf of Mexico and spreading inland now across Texas and Louisiana. We're going to see a combination of this tropical moisture from a disturbance over the western Gulf and in combination with an upper air system. The two of those will get plenty of rain to the Gulf Coast for the next several days. We'll see showers developing here today and with pretty good coverage by this afternoon. That's going to keep temperatures finally out of the 90s. Got the 96 yesterday. Looks like we'll stay in the 80s today, perhaps around 88 degrees for this afternoon. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, and temperatures will be in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a cloudy day with showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures only in the low to mid-80s. And looking ahead to the rest of the week, for Friday, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid-80s. Saturday, same thing, showers and thunderstorms, high in the mid-80s. Sunday, a gradual improvement, but still scattered showers and thunderstorms around, the high in the upper 80s, and things get a lot better Monday and Tuesday. And it looks like between now and through Saturday, we could pick up anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of rain. Wow. Here in the Mobile area, maybe even higher than that. And but this system moving very, very slowly. The original center of the tropical disturbance has moved inland over eastern Mexico, but all this moisture is streaming northward and will be, in, as I said, in combination with an upper air system to produce widespread rain.
All right, so this is tropical in nature, but not a tropical storm, or what is this thing?
Basically, we're just getting a southerly flow, moist air streaming from the Gulf of Mexico onshore around what was a low pressure area over the western Gulf is now moving inland over Mexico, and it's all setting up for a constant stream of this moisture, and the upper air system moving through is helping to give it lift and produce thunderstorms. Now what we'll see over the next few days are periods of showers and thunderstorms, perhaps clusters of thunderstorms, and they can produce some strong gusty winds. Could be severe. Yeah, possibly a severe thunderstorm may occur. What we're going to be faced with across Mississippi and Alabama will be flash flooding. And particularly as we get into Friday, the ground will be saturated, and then any additional rain will produce a lot of runoff. So flooding could be a problem for our region and for much of Mississippi, Alabama, and even northwest Florida.
I imagine, though, for the first little bit of this, the ground has got to be thirsty enough to soak up a lot of that rainfall up.
Right. That's what's going to happen today and tomorrow, and then, of course, after that, we get a lot of runoff.
All right. What about, is this just going to be on the fringe of the coast, like Mobile, Baldwin County? Is this going to go inland? What do you think?
Well, the rain's going to cover much of Mississippi and Alabama, but the heaviest rains will be over the coastal areas of Mississippi, Alabama, and northwest Florida. That's where the largest totals would be expected over the next few days. So when I mentioned 3 to 5 inches of rain, that is where it will occur. And it's possible that as we watch this system continue, that we could get larger totals than the 5 inches. But right now, 3 to 5 inches through at least Saturday.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about elsewhere in the tropics? What are you watching?
It's quiet right now. We have just a couple of tropical waves. Nothing amount to anything at the moment.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your update and, of course, his eye on tropical weather all hurricane season long. 6:39, we'll check traffic next.
Where can you find the tools Dad needs to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of off-brand and name-brand tools, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig, Gulf Coast Tools has invested in helping you find the perfect gift for Father's Day. Whether he's a do-it-yourselfer or has a favorite hobby, locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools has what he wants. Gulf Coast Tools is your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit us at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Watch out for people riding bikes. It's not just courteous. Now, it's the law. The new 3 Feet for Safety Act requires that drivers give at least 3 feet of space when passing bicyclists. More and more people are commuting and touring Alabama on bicycles. As the number of cyclists on our roads increases, so does the need for safe driving. So slow down and give cyclists 3 feet of room. Follow the rules of the road and watch out for each other. Learn more at drivesafealabama.org. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. For now, we look great across the Bayway. Daphne, Fairhope, Spanish Fort checking in accident-free. Mobile Police Department are clear with a little bit of backup at Airport, Dolphin, and Spring Hill at 65, but all traffic moving fine with Tillman's Corner and Theodore checking in accident-free. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years' experience, Bay City Collision has a highly trained staff. Call 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. 6-5 traffic.
All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5 segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They're online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. You can make that appointment. They show up at your house or your business or your storage unit. They make the junk go away. Pretty simple. That's how it works. Okay, you got junk, be it inside the house, outside the house, storage unit, maybe it's your office, maybe it's your shop. You got stuff you need gone. They can handle it. Even things that you're going to, like, I don't know that you can even throw that away. Well, they know where you throw it away. And that's one of those things, too. There's items physically that you can't pick up and move. Also, there are things you're like, well, I can't put in the garbage, can't put it out for trash. What do I do with it? Trey's got your answer. And, you know, a side note, something he does I think is pretty cool. If you have items that you'd like to donate to a charity, good stuff, you're like, man, I hate to just put this in the junk pile. Well, he can do that as well. Split a load. Take this stuff to junk, and maybe there's a piece of furniture or something like that you'd like to donate to a worthwhile local charity. Well, he'll do that as well. So give him a call. See what they can do for you. 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right. The president, of course, has been getting lots of attention in the United Kingdom as he's been meeting with the royalty and also the elected folks and Theresa May. And I will say this, the two, if this is where our political protests are going to go, it's not great, but it's not, it could be worse. And what I'm talking about is milkshaking, which you and I have been talking about on the show now a couple weeks.
Yep.
Now that everybody's into milkshaking, let me point out we were on the milkshake milkshake beat weeks ago,
a long time ago.
So milkshaking, where they throw the milkshakes at the the people that don't like, usually it's somebody from the left throwing a milkshake. I think always throwing a milkshake at somebody from the right.
Yeah, the only time that I've seen the right throw milkshakes to the left is when they've just been hit with said milkshake
and throwing it back. Right. But it's always from people from the left throwing the milkshakes on the right. And then on the flip side, yesterday somebody from the right deflating the Trump balloon blimp thing.
Yeah, because they've put this Trump baby blimp up before, the last time the president visited the UK and visited London specifically. And then this week, I guess the mayor of London specifically said, sure, fly the baby blimp above the Capitol. We'll fly it out here. And then when Trump makes his way over past Trafalgar Square and he's about to meet the Queen, he'll have to drive by it, which is exactly what happened. But there were actually some counter-protesters out there. Even though all you hear about are the anti-Trump protesters, which certainly outnumber the pro-Trump protesters in England,
right,
there's actually quite a few English that support Trump.
Right.
I saw 40-45% that were polled over there in England said that they think he should be allowed to come over and visit the country. The rest of them have a problem with it. But Based Amy, I guess, is the number one Trump supporter in England. I think she's
self-declared.
Yeah, self-declared. And a video yesterday that she shot walking up to the Trump baby blimp while it was moored to the ground, and she gets past all of these anti-Trump protesters, and I don't know if she pulled out a prison shank or what exactly she used, but stabs the baby blimp, baby Trump blimp, and deflates the whole thing, starts to walk away, and she was being real cheeky about it. She's like, you might want to check on your baby Trump blimp. I think someone deflated it. And then the police come and get her. A great video, really.
Although then she cuts herself.
Yeah.
You know, if you had one job, your one job is to deflate the blimp. And then you see this in this video that Dalton's talking about, you see blood all over her hand where she's cut herself doing it. I guess she got ahead of herself. And she also, you can see the, we'll tell you what, we'll play that audio probably later in the show. But she says, "Yeah, baby," a couple times, like Austin Powers. That part I didn't completely understand. So I don't know. It's what's going on in the United Kingdom. Of course, President Trump at Portsmouth as getting ready for commemorations for 75 years. Since D-Day.
Wow.
All right, we'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. News 5 on the way next.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
Man, I hope you can help me. The big game is this Sunday, and I always throw the best tailgating parties. But I can't show up with my tailgate all banged up like this.
What happened here?
I may have been checking the scores while trying to back into a parking spot.
I understand, sir. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Jam the torpedoes in full speed ahead to Father's Day. And what rhymes with Father's Day? Fishing, family, and fun. The 17th annual Mystic Stripers Fishing Rodeo is Saturday, June 15th at Dauphin Island Marina. FM Talk 106.5 supports us. You can too. Go to MSSRodeo.com now. With 16 different inshore and offshore categories, there are prizes for all. Cash jackpots for red snapper and speckled trout. Don't fish. We got you covered. We give away thousands of dollars in door prizes from Pelican coolers to our Mystic Anglers cash drawings. And one lucky person will win a personal watercraft, jet ski lift, compliments of Gary Lewis with Hurricane Marine Products. Tickets are only $25. Kids tickets, 12 and under, $10. The Stripers will proudly donate 25% of the red snapper and speckled trout jackpots, plus matching funds from the Stripers St. Jude's Children's Hospital. More details and ticket outlets to buy your tickets, visit MSSRodeo.com or find them on Facebook and Twitter at MSSRodeo.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Traffic is moving again and power restored after a deadly crash in Robertsdale last night. One person was killed, 6 others injured in the crash on Highway 90. That crash happened around 7:30 last night just east of the Beach Express. A trial date is set for a former daycare worker charged in the death of a child who died in a hot daycare van. Valerie Patterson's trial is set to begin November 4th. In August 2017, police say 5-year-old Camden Johnson fell asleep inside a daycare van and was never dropped off at his elementary school. After finding the child dead in the van, authorities believe Patterson dumped his body off De Metropolis Road. 3,000 Mississippi third graders passed a state-mandated reading test on the second try last month. That's after nearly 9,000 students failed the first test. A new state law requires Mississippi students to read at or above a third grade reading level before moving on to fourth grade. For News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Old Time Feed has a safe and effective solution to your mosquito problem without dangerous chemicals. Old Time Feed's customers have raved about the Spartan Mosquito Eradicator, the all-natural, incredibly effective, and easy mosquito kit invented by a Mississippian who knows about the Gulf Coast mosquito problem. Simply fill 2 traps that attracts the female biting mosquito and hang in 2 corners of your yard. She drinks the yeast solution and dies. Lasts 90 days too. Say bye-bye mosquitoes. Get it for the best price at Old Time Feed in Fairhope.
New college softball national champion, the Phillies lose Andrew McCutchen for the season, and the Braves rally for a big win in Pittsburgh. 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The UCLA Bruins won the 2019 Women's College World Series last night with a 5-4 walk-off win over Oklahoma. UCLA's Kinsley Washington hit an RBI single in the bottom of the 7th inning that gave the Bruins the 5-4 win and 2-0 series win.
Championship.
That That was the call from ESPN last night. Rachel Garcia was named the most outstanding player of the World Series. She threw 179 pitches and hit a walk-off homer in the semifinal win over Washington on Sunday. Then she got the victory in Game 1 against Oklahoma on Monday. And then back on the mound last night, she gave up four runs and eight hits to earn the win in the clincher. It's the Bruins' 13th national title, their 12th NCAA title, and first championship since 2010. In the major leagues, former National League MVP Andrew McCutchen will miss the rest of the 2019 season with a torn ACL in his right knee. The Philadelphia Phillies outfielder suffered the injury on Monday night when he fell awkwardly trying to escape a rundown against the San Diego Padres. McCutchen's a five-time All-Star. He won the National League MVP with the Pirates back in 2013 and just signed a three-year, $50 million contract with the Phillies this offseason. Last night, without McCutchen, the Phillies beat San Diego 9-6. Jay Bruce hit a grand slam and a two-run homer in the win. The Phillies snapped a five-game losing streak with the win. The Atlanta Braves rallied from a 5-2 deficit to defeat Pittsburgh 12-5. Braves rookie Austin Riley and third baseman Josh Donaldson hit three-run home runs in consecutive innings to lead Atlanta to the road win. Here's Donaldson with that three-run homer in the eighth.
It's the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball. Tomahawk deep left center field. Goodbye! Big fly, Josh Donaldson, a three-run homer.
Freddie Freeman added a two-run homer. That's his 15th of the year in a three-run ninth inning that sealed the Braves' third win in a row. The Chicago Cubs beat Colorado 6-3, ending the Rockies' eight-game win streak. Washington Nationals pitcher Steven Strasburg earned his 100th career win in a 9-5 victory over the Chicago White Sox. San Francisco beat the New York Mets 9-3, and Miami scored 11 runs in the fifth inning, crushing Milwaukee 16-0. In the American League, Toronto snapped a six-game losing streak with a 4-3 win over the Yankees. Cleveland beat Minnesota 5-2. Boston defeated Kansas City 8-3. And Houston beat Seattle 11-5 for their fifth win in a row. And in NBA news, the New Orleans Pelicans have reportedly started listening to trade offers for superstar forward Anthony Davis ahead of the 2019 NBA draft. Yesterday, The Athletic reported that new Pelicans executive vice president David Griffin began negotiations after meeting with Davis, who originally requested a trade in January. Right now, rival executives believe that the Boston Celtics, Brooklyn Nets, Los Angeles Lakers, and New York Knicks have the best pieces to create a trade package. 6:53 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Great ride across the Bayway heading over to the Eastern Shore. So far is downtown George Wallace Bankhead Tunnels clear, and from the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore, there's no delays. Mobile Police Department also checking in accident-free. It's the ultimate summer recess. June is Teacher Appreciation Month at the Battle House Hotel and Spa with 20% off any 50-minute service or longer. For reservations, call 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Let's go fishing.
Kayak fishing is the perfect way to get on the water fast and easy. Most kayaks float in only 6 inches of water and hold up to 350 pounds. So you can pack all your gear, put in almost anywhere, and have all you need and still have room for your catch. These personal watercraft get you to places where regular boats can't. Get right up under that tree or protected cove where you can see the fish, but you couldn't get before. You can take it to deep water or ride the surf. Yellowhammer Fishing of Theodore has kayaks, paddle boards, and every accessory you want for a fun, successful day of fishing or paddling. Yellowhammer Fishing is Mobile's only local kayak and accessory dealer with names like Kaku, Riptide, and Vibe, as well as sea tug carts, kayak trailers, jet ski trailers, and a whole lot more. Listen, if you're not fishing from a kayak, you should be. Yellowhammer Fishing Kayaks is now in Theodore, next door to Hood's. They'll get you on the water and catching fish today. Visit Yellowhammer Fishing on Facebook. Search Yellowhammer Fishing Kayaks.
All right, 656 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. That means we talked to our buddy Jeff Poore. He'll join us a little bit after 8 o'clock and, of course, turning up your voice on the phone line, 343-0106. By the way, if you're looking for some theater, this is a completely shameless plug.
Plug away.
Daughters in this production, School of Rock.
They
put
that
on by the Pact. Yeah, so the musical for School of Rock, which is really, really good. I've heard many of the songs being sung in my house over the last months of practice here. Well, they debut tonight, opening night at School of Rock, musical presented by the Pact. Go on Facebook, get more information. Pact, P-A-C-T. It's tonight at the Steeple, and it'll run tonight, tomorrow night, and Friday night. All right, we'll be right back. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings.